CD 2, Track 12. 1.
Attention, please. Before you leave the bus, please make sure you remember to take all your belongings. You are kindly requested to proceed to Gate 1, just over there, behind the car park. This is where you're going to board the ferry. Please also make sure you have your passports and tickets ready. When you board, you'll be given your cabin number. I suggest you leave your luggage in your cabin and go to dinner. The journey will last just under 4 hours. When we get to our destination, I'll be waiting for you in the arrivals hall. Thank you, and have a safe crossing.
2.
Jessica, you always look so cool. Where do you buy your clothes?
Oh, thank you. I actually get most of my clothes in second-hand shops. I have my favourite ones, which I visit once a week.
Wow, you look as if you shopped in expensive boutiques rather than cheap second-hand shops. Why do you prefer to buy stuff in those shops?
It's not because of the fact that they are cheaper, as many people think. Bargains are hard to find there these days, but the price isn't my main concern. I just love these shops because you can find unique items of clothing and jewellery, which you can't find anywhere else.
I guess you're right. All those chain stores sell the same clothes, and so everybody looks similar.
Exactly.
3.
I'm really hungry. What shall we have?
Yes, me too. Let's see what's on the menu today.
Okay, but I think it's going to be the usual stuff. Potatoes, meat and vegetables.
Look at this. It looks like beef lasagna. I think I'll have that. And you?
I'll take the same. It's something different. Let's hope there will be enough left by the time our turn comes. It looks like it's popular with the other students too.
I wish there was a greater choice of meals. Perhaps we should talk to the headmaster about it.
A good idea. But now, I want my food.
4.
I usually spend my winter holidays in the mountains because I love skiing and snowboarding. So last year wasn't any different. I went to the Alps with my friends. We stayed in a very nice hotel in a small village. The food was fine and we had a great time skiing, chatting and laughing together. But the best of all was the sunshine we had for the whole 2 weeks. It helped me relax a lot and recharge my batteries like never before. We're going there again in 3 weeks, so I hope I'll be as lucky as I was last time when it comes to the blue sky.
5.
Laura, what would your ideal house be like?
It would definitely have to be situated nearer the city centre than it is now. I find commuting to school every day a bit tiring. I'd like my place to be spacious and full of light. And you?
I've never thought of it, but I guess I wouldn't like to move away from the suburbs like you. I quite like living away from the noise of the city centre. Wouldn't a nice house in the countryside be better?
Oh no, not for me. I don't mind busy places, and I'm not bothered by the noise too much. So a comfortable apartment not too far from the city centre would be perfect.
I see.
6.
I've never been musically talented, but I've always loved music. I'm a true fan of music gigs, and I never miss a good concert in my town. I really relax when I listen to a band playing live. My dream is to learn how to play the guitar, but I'm afraid it's not going to be easy for me. I always envy people who can compose music or write lyrics, but I guess that's impossible too.